A pre-dawn text announced your COVID-19 vaccination appointment is at 1:30 p.m. Convention Center. It told me to fill out an online medical questionnaire. Nope, hadn't been vaccinated, wasn't pregnant or likely to be, and had no known allergies. I read the Pfizer and Moderna warnings. Outside the convention center, there were plenty of cars and plenty of police, National Guard, fire department folks, and volunteers to make sure I stayed in my car to answer questions before joining the long, physically distanced line inside. The vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, were late. Looked like a long wait. Felt mildly disappointed it was the J&J vaccine, but was happy to take what I got. Once the vaccine doses arrived, the line moved quickly, with 12 stations rapidly vaccinating us. Everyone was quite pleasant. Mild pinch, then I was directed to the 15-minute waiting area as a precaution. Didn't see anyone in pain or distress. All was carefully organized. No unknowns, no ambiguities, no unnecessary delays. Vaccine was late, but had only arrived in state the previous day. Health department, governor, and our community deserved praise and appreciation. It was a non-event, not something to worry about. Scientists have said, take the vaccine you're offered. Some people worry about the J&J vaccine because its efficacy rate against mild cases is 72%. To put that in context, flu vaccines range from 20 to 60%. All three COVID-19 vaccines protect extremely well against serious cases. That's what really matters. And because J&J's testing was more recent, with new variants of the virus around, it actually seems an open question whether or not the Pfizer or Moderna does better against mild cases than J&J. The J&J requires just one shot because a dose is stronger. Pfizer and Moderna are sometimes effective after just one shot, but efficacy is more certain with two. I will not soon change my behavior. I wore a mask more for others than for myself, and because it seemed the right thing to do. Nothing's changed. Vaccinated people may still carry enough virus in the nose to infect others with a maskless sneeze, and full immunity occurs 2 weeks after the shot. We owe it to vulnerable friends, lovers, neighbors, and strangers, and to local businesses, to avoid contributing to higher numbers here. Keeping numbers low can save lives and expedite reopenings. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is nutty to let his lust for political popularity lead him to abandon the mask requirement early. It may turn out okay, given the ramped-up vaccinating, though Texas is slower than most states, but it's callous and just plain dumb. Occasionally a football player on a long touchdown run starts celebrating before he actually reaches the end zone and gets the ball knocked loose by someone's desperate dive. This virus has taken too damned many lives. Please register, get vaccinated, but don't send your brain on vacation.